It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And a very good evening, Indian fans. Welcome to Fort Recovery Radio and boys high school basketball. Tonight, the Fort Recovery Indians take on the Missinewall Valley Blackhawks here at Fort Recovery. And I'm joined this evening by a good buddy, Derek Bax. And, of course, we got Neil Spencer on the computer this evening. JV ball game ended up here about 15 minutes ago. And Fort Recovery pulled away and ended up with a victory tonight. Nice victory for the Fort Recovery Indian boys. They improved to 9-8. The Blackhawks fall to 3-15 on the season. The Indians were led by Troy Holman. Troy Holman had 12 points. Caleb Evers had 9, and Alex Deuce had 5. And Landon Post came in. Alex Evers had 7, and Landon Post came in with 5. For the Blackhawks, they were led by Matt Pisano with 18, and Aaron Hunt with a respectable 11 points in the loss for the Blackhawks. We'll be back here. We got kind of a late start. We got about 5 minutes here before the clock runs down, Spencey. Yep. So we'll be back here in a little bit.
Yeah, we'll be back with coaches talk, and then probably the national anthem after that. So we'll be back in just a minute.
Wayne Street Market has the price and selection you're looking for to make your grocery shopping easy and affordable. Here are some of their great specials through February 4th. Their no-limit meat sale continues with great prices, including T-bones for just $5.99 a pound and lots more. In their deli, Eckrich bologna, sliced to order, is just $2.99 a pound. In their freezer, all varieties of banquet pot pies are 5 for $5. And if your family is getting together for the big game, make Wayne Street Market your party headquarters. Chips, dips, beverages, cold meat, and don't forget about their party trays, veggie trays, sandwich and sub trays, and of course their meat and cheese trays. Please call 48 hours ahead. Wayne Street Market will be closing at 7 p.m. each night during the winter, and they'll be closed all day on Sundays, and their deli will close at 6 p.m. each day. Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Cover more ground and get more savings on the fast, durable Kubota Sidekick. Gas-powered with a top speed of 40 miles per hour and best-in-class acceleration and handling with cargo, all backed by a 2-year, 1,000-hour warranty. Get the Sidekick now for zero down, 0% APR for 60 months, or save up to $1,750 now through February 28th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We're here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show with Coach Jim Melton, getting ready to play Mississinewa here at home. What are your thoughts on the Mississinewa game tonight? What are we going to need to do?
Well, we want to play a little bit faster pace. We want to play up-tempo. I talked about, you know, turning it into a track meet or trying to. See if we can wear them down a little bit. Coach Bargy does a nice job with Mississinewa, and, you know, he'll have his boys prepared. So, you know. But we do want to play a little bit faster.
Yeah, that'll be our fans like to watch that.
Yeah.
Most of the time our kids can do that. Sometimes it works against us. But
yeah.
Are there, as far as players we need to watch for them, is there anybody in particular, or are they kind of pretty balanced too like we are?
They're balanced. They really don't have an alpha male, so to speak. Mm-hmm. They're pretty balanced. Yep. You know, and he's going to play – seven or eight guys. So, you know, he's going to rotate. He's kind of young, too. So, but they're very scrappy. Yep. Very scrappy team.
Yep. All right. We've been talking with Coach Jim Melton here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show. We'll be back right after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Buick Enclave Leather Edition, front-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, heated leather seats with 31,000 miles for $24,400. Also available is a 2013 Ford Edge Limited all-wheel drive, a local trade with Bluetooth, heated seats, a sunroof, 101,000 miles for $12,200. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Wayne Street Market has the price and selection you're looking for to make your grocery shopping easy and affordable. Here are some of their great specials through February 4th. Their No Limit Meat Sale continues with great prices, including T-bones for just $5.99 a pound and lots more. In their deli, Eckrich Bologna, sliced to order, is just $2.99 a pound. In their freezer, all varieties of banquet pot pies are five for $5. And if your family is getting together for the big game, make Wayne Street Market your party headquarters. Chips, dips, beverages, cold meat, and don't forget about their party trays, veggie trays, sandwich and sub trays, and of course their meat and cheese trays. Please call 48 hours ahead. Wayne Street Market will be closing at 7 p.m. each night during the winter, and they'll be closed all day on Sundays, and their deli will close at 6 p.m. each day. Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
This is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
All right, welcome back to Fortside Fieldhouse here in Fort Recovery. Getting ready, getting the starters out here on the floor here for the Blackhawks. And I'm going to pass it over to my partner here, Derek Back, so he can go over the starting lineups for both squads.
First off, we have sophomore Troy Woodbury, followed by Wyatt Feltner. He's a senior. And then we have Drew Agriano. He's a sophomore. Followed by a senior, Trey Godfrey. And Levi Ward is also a senior. Now for the Fort Recovery Indians tonight, we got Derek Judy starting, Clay Smith, Owen Judy, Cale Rammel, and Brian Benn.
Pretty much our normal starting five here for the Fort Recovery Tribe. And last night we had a game that was pretty exciting. We got ahead of Coldwater. It was a game of runs. We got up 5-0. All of a sudden they go on a 12-0 spurt. Get ahead of us 12-5. We go on a spurt. We end up halftime 19-19. And then we kind of pulled ahead in the second half. It got a little physical there in the second half. And the Indians focus on their league. They're 4-2 in the MAC, Derek. And tonight we got our visitors coming up from the south who are having a down year. They're pretty young. They only got a couple wins on the season. So I think we'll get to see a lot of our players on the floor tonight and hopefully kind of get in a good groove.
Tonight I think it's all about coming out and taking care of business and making sure we do what we got to do and get ready for Minster next week.
Yeah, absolutely. Next Friday night, the Indians are going to have a battle here with the Wildcats on our home floor. And obviously they're the undefeated team in the MAC. They picked off St. Henry last night, and they took sole possession. They're the only undefeated ones left, and St. Henry followed with one loss. And be interesting. We'd like to see how we stack up against the best of the best in the league, and I think we'll do just fine. So we're getting ready here for the tip-off, the 10-cover tip-off here. Saturday night basketball action. Spencey, how'd I do on that? I got it in, didn't I?
You're getting an A+, buddy.
A+ so far. All right.
I didn't even have to elbow you on that one.
We're also on tonight's NFHS logo sponsor, Hastings Auto Sales, Cup Pharmacy, and Fort Camp Excavating. Thank you very much for sponsoring the TV for everybody at home. Indians control the tip. Derek Judy with the ball out here in front, setting up his offense over to Cale on the wing. Back out to Derek in the front. Top of the key, looking for somebody to pass to. Goes over to Cale. Cale looks back. Goes back out to Derek on top. Looks like Massinawal is going to set up in like a 2-1-2 maybe, or some kind of zone right now.
3-2
zone maybe. Ball back out to Schmitty. Schmitty makes a move in the middle. Goes up, takes a 5-footer. It's a little short. Benny gets an offensive rebound, puts it up, no good. Gets his rebound again, and he's going to be fouled. Looks like it's going to be a foul on number 5, Troy Woodbury, a sophomore here for the Blackhawks.
I think they're going to have a very tough time keeping Brian Benn off the boards tonight.
Yeah, I think they're going to have their hands full. Looks like the foul was on Trey Godfrey, number 22, a senior. His first team first. Looks like it was on the floor because we're not getting to shoot 2 on that, Big D.
That's kind of weird.
There goes Cale with a nice drive and a floater into the right side, and that was a nice job by Cale, and that's going to be 2 points. And now we have a 2-point lead, 2-0. The Blackhawks bring the ball down. They're going to go to Woodbury on the side. He dribbles back out to the top of the key. Over to Du Anguino. Back out top to Wyatt Feltner. He looks to pass down low. And nice save by Blackhawks, but they throw it back into Schmitty. Schmitty comes down in transition, go quickly, and layup in there by Owen Judy. Indians get a couple points in transition, and Indians go up 4-0. Wyatt Feltner brings the ball down for the Blackhawks. Passes also over to Woodbury. Woodbury now at the top of the key, gives it back over to Anguino. Anguino makes a move, gets it down to Feltner. Feltner's looking around, makes a move on the side, goes up on baseline. Nice stuff by Owen Judy, and the Indians again quickly down the floor. Owen's spotting up for a 3-pointer. A little bit short, goes off the back of the rim, and nice job by Schmitty.
Nice job, Clay.
Battle for the rebound. Schmitty gets his hand on it and flips it back in off the foot of the Massinawal Valley player.
Coach Milton said before the game they wanted to play fast, and looks like we're starting off in that transition game.
Yeah, looking to get out and run, aren't we? Derek Judy going to take the ball out now for the Indians. Blow the bucket. He passes into Cale. Cale looks for another person to throw to. Now we feed it down into Benny. Benny goes up strong, and he gets a nice 2-pointer in the basket. 6-0 in favor of the Indians. Woodbury with the ball now, bringing it down. And he stepped on the out-of-bounds line. That's going to be a turnover for the Blackhawks, and the Indians now with 6-0 lead. And looks like we're going to have Coach from the center wall is going to take timeout. Coach Tim Bargy, been there for several years and doing an awesome job down there for the Blackhawks. We'll be back in a bit right after this.
Cover more ground and get more savings on the fast, durable Kubota Sidekick. Gas-powered with a top speed of 40 miles per hour and best-in-class acceleration and handling with cargo, all backed by a 2-year, 1,000-hour warranty. Get the Sidekick now for zero down, 0% APR for 60 months, or save up to $1,750 now through February 28th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, we're back here at Fortside Fieldhouse. Short 30-second timeout. Indians with the ball, and Derek Jeudy's going to bring it across the timeline for us. Looks like they're going to switch up their defense a little bit. No, they're going to hang in there, I think, with that zone. Down to Owen in the corner. Back out to Kale at the top. Derek Jeudy with the ball now over to Owen. Owen back out to Smitty at the top. Turnaround jumper by Kale. And free throw line and a nice 15-footer by number 22, Kale Rammel. Indians take a quick 8-0 lead here with 5:19 to go in the first quarter.
Kale looking really aggressive early.
Yeah, he's been really coming on both games, or every game. He just keeps getting better and better. And that's going to be a shot up by Massinawal. Rebound by Kale. Indians quickly down the floor. Find Kale again open, and that's a nothing but three. Kale having a weekend, boys. He led us last night, and tonight he's doing the same thing.
Did he get his double-double last night?
Not.
I think he came up one rebound short.
He was just a little short, according to our stats. So.
Yeah.
But he's off to a fast pace tonight. Going to be a turnover on the Blackhawks. Schmitty with the ball, and now he gets it up to Owen Jeudy. Owen Jeudy back down, passes up to Clay. Clay with an easy three at the top of the key. And we're making it look pretty easy right now, folks. 14-0 in favor of the Fort Recovery Indians. Woodbury with the ball, bringing it up the floor for the Blackhawks. Gets it off to the side. Young man makes a move, spin move, throws it back out, and that's going to be a turnover for the Blackhawks.
Got a couple
subs coming in for the Indians. Regan Martin coming in and Gavin Toby coming in. Looks like Kale's going to take a break and Schmitty's going to take a break. Derek Jeudy with the ball brings it over the timeline. A little patient right now. They setting up in there. I think it is more of a 2-1-2. Yeah. Can't tell what they're trying to play here. It's kind of a matchup thing then.
Yep.
So Owen with the ball out at the top, over to Regan on the side. Regan with the ball brings it back out to Benny at the top of the key, over to Gavin. Gavin makes a hard move, blow the bucket. Good ball movement by the Indians. Now Regan's going to take a shot up a little bit long. We're going to get a long rebound, and it's going to come down to Wyatt Feltner from the Blackhawks. They move it down, and that's going to be a super long three right there by Woodbury. That comes up a little short, rebound. Derek Jeudy. Indians push back down the floor real quick. Try to feed it in to Benny, and that's going to be a turnover right there. Tough pass for Benny to handle, and just unfortunate. Didn't get her. Blackhawks with the ball now. Down on their end of the floor. Passing long all the way across the court. Now they work it in. Get it inside to their big guy, number 22.
Nice look.
Troy Godfrey with a nice spin move, and that's going to be the first 2 points for the Blackhawks. 14-2, 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Owen wide open on the side, way short on that three-pointer, and that's going to be a rebound to the Blackhawks. Dwight Feltner brings the ball down. Indians in there man-to-man. Over to Drew Anguiano. Now we got number 34 going in. Levi Ward tries to make a move, and he's going to be fouled.
Foul is on number four, Gavin Toby.
Fouls on Gavin Toby. Levi Ward will go to the line. Anguiano. I got to get used to that. Anguiano.
That's a tough one for me.
Nice free throw up and good by Levi Ward.
Checking in for the Indians, number 22, Kale.
Kale came back in for Brian Benn.
Benny getting the break.
Yes, sir.
Two for two. Nice free throws right there by the big guy, Levi Ward, coming on back off the floor. Going to get a blow here to finish out the quarter. 14-4 in favor of the purple and white. 2.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. think the only time we're going to get in transition is when we get a defensive rebound. And there goes Kale. Nice move. Spots up at the corner of the key and nails another 15-footer. Quick ball movement by Massinawall, and that's going to be a travel on Troy Woodbury.
I've got five turnovers for Massinawall already. That's going to be a problem for them.
That's not going to be a good sign for the Blackhawks if they're going to turn the ball over that many times. 9 points so far for Kale Rammel here in the first quarter. He's having a game. Nice drive right there by Derek Judy. Nice dish off to Dylan Evers. And defense was nicely done by the Blackhawks, and that's going to be a turnover on the Indians, and now we're going to head back the other way. I'll tell you what, Troy Woodbury has shot a couple of threes as far out as I've seen anybody shoot them all year.
I like the confidence, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can't make them if you don't shoot them.
Absolutely. Indians with good ball movement. Nice pass right there by Clay over to Dylan. Dylan's going to go up and get fouled on that shot, and he'll go to the line for two. Yeah, number five, Troy Woodbury. I'd say that was a 25-footer.
Yeah, I'd say
a bit of 22.
It was a bomb.
He was more than 3 feet behind the line.
Oh, at least.
I'm pretty sure he was shooting it before he even looked at the basket.
Well, maybe he's going on the theory that if they pass it around, we're going to steal it, so it might as well.
There you go. Fired up.
That was a Kenny Hybe move.
Absolutely. Fired up. First shot, no good for Dylan Evers.
Get across center court, fired up. That's how Hybe did it.
Dylan up for number two. A little bit long this time, and that's no good. Rebound fought for. Schmitty comes out of the ball with it. Back out to the top. Owen Judy's going to set things up. Looks like Derek Judy's out of the game right now for a little bit. Over to the side with... Oh, good nice pass. Look by Kale. Oh, wide open layup missed by Owen Judy underneath with his left hand. That was as easy as it gets, folks. And he just went up and absolutely shot it right over the rim. Now we got the Blackhawks with the ball. Wyatt Feltner with the ball. He's going to set up his offense out here on top of the circle. He gets it over to Woodbury. Woodbury down in the corner to Levi Ward. Levi Ward going to make a move. Oh, he's going to have it smacked away from him and picked up by the Blackhawks. Shot up, no good. Rebound, Kale Rammel. Now we're in transition again, and that made it look really easy.
Very nice.
If we're going to beat him down the floor like that, folks, we'll score a bunch of points. And that was a nice assist by Smitty over to Regan. And Regan with an easy pick. Now there's another steal. And going down for Regan, and that's going to be up and good. 20-4 now in favor of the Indians. The Indians picking up probably 6 or 8 points in transition real easy in this quarter so far.
Like to see Regan get going that?
Yeah, absolutely. He needs some confidence. Get some points in that boy.
See that ball go through the net, and now maybe he can hit it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Anything like that gives you some confidence. Defense in some stingy man-to-man defense, putting some pressure on him. There's Woodbury way out there again.
Another long one.
This one's long, and this one's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to be Fort Recovery Indian ball.
Let's say he shot from the left key. He was closer to the out of bounds than he was to the three-point line.
He has shot a total of 192 feet of shots so far tonight.
Yep. If he starts making,
I might be stretching that
game
a little bit.
This game will change.
Yeah. If he starts putting them in,
if it's all of them are 22,
it's going to be a foul out
it's
here.
It's 66 feet.
Massinawall to Owen Judy.
If they're all 22 feet, 75. If they're 25 feet, he's putting them up. I like that confidence.
Derek and Benny coming back in the game for Regan and Dylan Evers. Only one team foul so far for the Indians and three so far for the Blackhawks here. 9.5 seconds to go in the first quarter. So, Eric, we got to get the ball down and get her up and in here. Judy with the ball. Going to make a move in the lane. Comes back out to Smitty for a wide open three. Up and good. Right at the buzzer. Wow, what a quarter for the Fort Recovery Indians. And that's the way you want to start a Saturday night game. Indians up 23-4 after the first 8 minutes of this ball game. We'll be back in a bit.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
Hi. Hi, this is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Fort Recovery Insurance knows you buy insurance for protection. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is ready to help you when you've had a loss and need help with a claim. When you buy your insurance online, you could end up waiting in line to recover from it. Step inside the fort for the protection you need and the help you expect when you've had a loss. Call Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency today at 888-375-4181.
Welcome back to the Fortside Fieldhouse. In the start of the second quarter, we'd like to thank Wagner Hardware, our first quarter scoreboard sponsors, and also welcome the second quarter scoreboard sponsors, the Fort Recovery Insurance Boys. They're all sitting over there together looking at us, Derek. We forgot to say their name, and now they're mad at us, I think. We'll get them in there. We'll get them in there. Blackhawks with the ball, trailing by 19 here to start the second quarter. Indians still in their man-to-man defense. Nice drive down there on the baseline. Nice move right up there. Put up there by number 22, Trey Godfrey. It's going to be a miss, though, and a rebound by the Indians, and the Indians are coming down the floor in a hurry. Derek takes it all the way inside to 10 feet and then pulls it back out to 40 feet. Setting up the offense. Got Smitty in there. Smitty with a nice stroke tonight so far with a couple nice shots. Yeah,
from three.
There goes Owen. He's going to be fouled by number 14, Drew Anguiano.
Yes. You'll figure it out sometime.
Yep. Just have to hear it a few times.
Yep.
And he's taking it out below the bucket. Nice feed into Benny right below the bucket. He's got no place to go with it. Out to Kale. Kale makes a move, drives in, and a finger roll in there for an easy 2 points. And Kale keeps his hot hand going here with the first 2 points of the second quarter.
Kale was up there on that layup.
Dude can jump. He's an athlete now. Blackhawks with the ball. Down on their end of the court. Levi Ward with the ball down in the corner. Back out to Woodbury.
Money.
Woodbury with a bomb, and this time she's nothing but string music. We hustle back down to the other end. Kale with the ball. Schmitty now at the side of the key, and he's going to be fouled by number 24, Zach Connor. Foul number five for the Blackhawks.
I'll tell you what, Trey Woodbury's got a good stroke and a good-looking hairdo.
He's got the mullet going, don't he, huh? You're jealous.
A lot of people with mullets.
Jealous.
Used to be just Fort Loramie.
Oh, man, nice drive right there by Kale. Little alley-oop to Benny, and they're going to call a charging foul on Kale as he came into the lane. But, man, that looked like a beautiful play coming up.
Yeah, I hope that doesn't make him loses aggressive.
I don't think so. I'll tell you what, he's been pouring it on every game this year. He's been getting better and better, and as a sophomore, man, that's what you want to see. Woodbury with the ball. He brings it up against Owen Judy. Gets it across the timeline, makes his move, passes off to the side of the key. Now down in the corner is Ward. Back out to Anguiano, and we got a foul here. Who we got a foul on? Number 12. Clay Schmitz.
Yeah, he was kind of pushing him, crowding him a little bit. And a
couple subs coming in. Regan Martin coming back in, and Gavin coming in. Smitty and Kale going to take a little break. Woodbury going to throw it in here for the boys. Gets it in to number 22, Trey Godfrey. Godfrey back out to Woodbury. He thought about that 30-footer. Didn't take her, though.
That was way out there. His foot was almost out of bounds when he faked that.
There's a shot down on the side, air ball by the Massinawall, rebound by Derek Judy. Derek Judy gets it off, and he's Gavin coming down 100. Nice pass into Benny. Benny wide open, misses it.
Smokes it.
Gets his own rebound, goes up, and he's going to get an and-one.
He's just padding his rebound stats.
Yep, working on his rebounding stats, and now he's going to get to go to the free throw line one time.
That is a Ben tradition.
Yeah. If he only knew how many rebounds and putbacks and rebounds and putbacks and rebounds and putbacks that his Uncle Doug and Uncle Sean got.
And Chris had
all
a few
those
too.
Boys and his old man. That's right. First one up and no good.
Sean and Doug.
And we get another rebound. He's going to go from about fifth place in the county in rebounds to first in one weekend just because of himself. What we got there? Looks like we got a foul on Massinawall. Number three, Jake Dermeyer. And that's going to be team foul number seven. The Indians going to go to the line here, shooting 1-1 the rest of this half. 5:27 left to go. Indians up by 20, 27-7. We'll be back in a bit.
Hi,
Hi, my name is Connor Ramel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Welcome back to Fort Set. We'd like to thank tonight's NFHS logo sponsors. Hastings Auto Sales, Big Fee down in Florida tonight, might be listening to us. Who knows? He might be taking a break for the day. Brother Jerry at Calp's Pharmacy and Big Brian Fort Camp with Fort Camp Excavating. Thank you, fellas, for sponsoring tonight's video. NFHS logo sponsors. 1-1 here for Big Gabby at the line. Gabby with the first one. Isaac flies it, and it rolls off the back of the rim, and that's going to be fought for and go out of bounds, and it's going to stay with the Fort Recovery Indians.
Yep. Good hustle over there in the corner by both.
How's our free throws tonight?
0-for-4 so far.
0-for-4 so far. All right. Well,
we can't do that.
We made 15 last night.
Even though we're up, we're up 20. We can't be doing
it. Bouncing to and Owen goes up with his left hand, rolls around the rim. Benny with another rebound, and he's going to go back to the line for an and-one.
He's going to make this one.
Give Benny 6 points on the night, and he goes back to the line.
Let's start a streak of not missing a free throw the rest of the night.
Number 34, Levi Ward, coming back into the game, replacing number 22, Trey Godfrey. Oh, Benny, put one of these in here, boys. Let's go. That's better.
All right.
30-7 in favor of the Indians now, with 5:19 left to go in the first half. Indians putting a little pressure on the ball now, a little man-to-man pressure, and Derek's got his guy. Who's this little young man that's stuck in? This is number 3, Jake Dermeyer.
Junior.
That pass is going to be tipped by Regan, and it's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to stay with the Blackhawks. Could have been potentially off of that number 10's hands there.
I thought I got a double tip.
I thought it was, but nobody's arguing in a game like this. I guess it doesn't matter a whole lot. But
Woodbury going to inbound it. Gets it over to Dermeyer. Back to Woodbury here across the timeline. Guarded by Owen Judy. Woodbury puts his move on over to Dermeyer in the corner. Dermeyer is a little, he makes a nice baseline move. Goes up a little bit long, comes down and rebound by Benny. Derek with the ball, pushing it down the floor, gets it to Gavin. Gavin over to Owen in the corner. Owen for 3 in the corner, nothing but net, folks.
That'll give him some confidence.
Pretty sure that's Owen's first 3-pointer of the weekend.
I believe that's true.
Dermeyer with the ball. He's going to make a move. Gets in across the timeline up to the foul line. Gets it back out to Levi Ward. Levi back out to Dermeyer. Dermeyer looks over the side. Gives it up to Zach Connor. Zach Connor has it taken away from him by Gavin. Gavin pushing it down the floor. There goes Owen up for 2. 35-7 in favor of the Fort Recovery Indians. Dermeyer with the ball now. Gets it across the timeline being guarded by Regan Martin. Dermeyer makes a move, brings it back out, pass it around the horn out top, over to Woodbury. Woodbury back down in the corner to number 10, Davion Trump. Davion Trump.
He played some of the JV.
Boom, baby, Woodbury. By Woodbury from a, I'm going to call that a 26-footer.
He was closer to the volleyball line than the two-point.
He was almost to the star on the center of the floor where Fort Recovery is in the state of Ohio.
Yep.
Great bomb by number 5 and a haircut by Troy Woodbury, a sophomore for the Blackhawks.
He about shoots him as high as he does.
Yeah.
Dude, looks to fly, doesn't he?
Absolutely.
A couple subs coming in. Owen coming out. Kale going in. Benny coming out. Dylan Evers going in. 35-10 is the score right now with 3 minutes and 30 seconds to go. And looks like Gavin's going to go to the Hall Brothers foul line. Gavin with his first one up and gets the roll.
Good. Little thing about the Dermeyer. His brother won the Dodge Charger at the
WOW. At the WOW. That's his brother.
Yep. Cool, that was his brother, Max.
Max Dermeyer. I'll be dang. Atta boy. Gavin up with that one. Nothing but net. 37-10 favor of the Indians.
Derek Jeter guarding Woodbury. Derek's going to get too aggressive with him, and he's going to be called for the foul. Team foul number four for the home team.
Derek Jeter is first.
Woodbury going to take the ball out now for the Blackhawks. Gets it into Durmeyer. Slowly brings it over the timeline. That is one low to the ground dribbler. Back out to Woodbury. Woodbury with the ball. He passes it down over to the side to Anguiano. Anguiano has it stolen away, and now we're in transition again. And that's a long pass up to Gavin. Gavin goes up, and I'll tell you, he was full speed. I thought that there's no way he's going to get that in, and it rolled off the back, and I think they're going to call foul.
He was past the backboard when he put it up.
Yeah, I don't know how he even got it on this side of the backboard.
Yeah,
hi, Gavin. Made his last two. Let's throw in another one here. Not a baby. Hey, we're going to sneak back closer to 50%, Amy.
That's four in a row for the
end. The more we shoot,
we are
the better it's
going to
get, because we're not missing another one all night.
Oh.
We might miss one.
Expensive.
Might miss one.
Big statement.
Yep.
Durmeyer coming out. Looks like number 12, Wyatt Feltner, coming back in for the Blackhawks.
Our kids are good shooters. And there's no reason why they've been missing those foul shots, and they're not going to shoot 60 or more percent the rest of the year.
Oh, man, I'd love to see it. There we go.
Gavin.
Another one in there. 39-10 now in favor of the Indians with 3 minutes to go at halftime. Blackhawks with the ball, looking around, find Levi Ward down on the bottom. He's trapped underneath. He gets it back out to Woodbury. Woodbury over to Feltner.
Reagan
back over to Woodbury. Back over to Ward.
Woodbury. He's going to throw it up.
Now we got Anguiano with the ball. He makes a move. He's going to be blocked by Regan Martin. Nice job by Regan. Good defense. Feltner with the ball now. He goes over to the side. Throws it back out to Woodbury. Woodbury from the...
Money! That... He literally was standing in the back, right in the front of the volleyball court. He had one heel on
that was
on the
awesome. Woodbury one with on the shot that you would take to end the quarter. And he takes it with 220.
That's 30 feet.
Yeah, that was a bomb. Nothing but net. He's got to be leading him. Absolutely, he's leading him with 9 points.
I would not want to play him in pig.
Unless you got to make the shot, get the first shot, have
that's right.
him make it. That might be his only shot. He might not be able to make a layup.
Yeah, maybe he just makes some 10-footers. He can't shoot down.
Oh, he's throwing up three, too. He's killed it.
That dude is throwing some long balls up. That's awesome.
That's enjoyable.
Oh, yeah.
Woodbury with the ball now, out of 30-foot in his range. He's got it again. There he goes. He flies it. Nothing but net, baby. Money. Like Derek said, that's money. That's 12 points for the young man, and I'm telling you, we're up to about 400 feet of total shots now. Indians with the ball. Down to Kale, makes a move, goes in a little short, gets his own rebound, back out to Smitty. Minute and a half left to go here at halftime. Kale with the ball again, fires, and short again. Rebound, Blackhawks. Blackhawks going to bring it up the floor kind of quick. They give it to Woodbury, and Woodbury fires it off to Levi. Levi now with the ball, looks for somebody at the top of the key, finds his guy. He makes a move, spin move, goes up, and blocked again by Regan Martin. Regan Martin playing some D. Now down to Owen real quick, and that's a travel. That's a lot of illegalness
off in time.
He had the Euro step, he had the travel, he had the bebops, he had the shoe bops.
Switch hands. And his foot got down just before he let go of it.
But he made the basket. Doesn't count, though. Minute four to go. Looks like we got a timeout on the floor. Indians up 39-16 over the Blackhawks.
Yes.
A new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
All right, we're back.
back here at Fortside, Derek, and we're still talking about this young man, this Troy Woodbury, shooting some bombs. He's a sophomore out there, and he is, I'll tell you what, actually, I think he missed his first couple, but I think he missed his first three
because he was too close.
Yeah,
he was shooting from 22 feet. Every shot that he's made was farther out than
man,
that.
I'll tell you what,
one,
he is.
His left foot was on the out-of-bounds line for the volleyball. His right foot was on the 10-foot line.
I tell you what,
when he shot that.
You could almost get a stopwatch on the airtime on that ball, the hang time on that baby.
I can't wait for the second half. I think he's just going to keep scooting back.
Well, we haven't found the limit to his range yet at this time. Blackhawks with the ball. A little under a minute to go here. Looking for a backdoor play. Didn't work out for him right there. Levi Ward with the ball back out to Woodbury. Gets it over to Anguiano. Anguiano again going to make his move. Goes up, rolls around the rim. Rebound, Cale Rammel. Indians pushing the ball down the floor again. There's Owen. Owen's going to give it off to Schmitty underneath. Find Cale back out for the wide open three. And that one's a little long. And that's going to be rebound to number 22, Trey Godfrey. Blackhawks now with the ball. Coming down. 20 seconds to go in half. Off to Woodbury. Down to Levi Ward. Levi with the ball gets it back out to Anguiano. Anguiano feeds it in. Back out to Levi. Levi behind the back.
Got handles.
Now out to Woodbury. 3.5. You know he's going to try to fire it up. He does. And it's off the backboard and long. And that's halftime here at Fortsight. The Indians lead 30. Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll be back in a bit, folks.
Hi, this is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Planning for your family's future is important. At Fort Recovery Insurance, we're here to make sure you have the coverage when the unexpected happens. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can help you find the right insurance coverage to fit your family's needs and budget. Today is the day to bring your family into the fort and make sure they're protected. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, we're back here at Fortside Fieldhouse. Go over a few stats. Big D, what do you got put together for us over there?
Well, Cale's leading us with 10 or 11 points and 4 rebounds. Brian Benz got 7 with 6 rebounds, well on his way for a double-double here. Owen has 7 points as well, and Clay has 6 with 3 rebounds. And for the Blackhawks, Woodbury is leading them with 12. And Godfrey has 2, and Levi Ward has 2.
Yeah, Woodbury's been the Woodbury show for the Blackhawks, and we're enjoying watching this guy throw some bombs up. And when he shot the first one, we're like, dude, what's he doing? But that's his range, man. That's his shot, yeah. That's pretty awesome. I'll go over a little bit of the JV game. JVs came out on top tonight for the Indians. They were led in points by Caleb Beaver. No, Troy Homan had 12, followed by Caleb Beavers with 9. Alex Deuce with 7. Landon Post chipped in with 5. They moved to 9-8 on the season, and the Blackhawks are going to fall to 3-15. They were led by Matt Pisano with 18 points. I watched that young man, and I'm surprised he's not playing a little bit of varsity ball here tonight. Maybe we'll get to see him in the second half. Aaron Hunt also had 11 for him. So, nice victory for the boys, and it's 2 in a row, I think. I think we beat the Coldwater boys last night, too, didn't we? I think my stance, if I remember right. So we'll be back in a little bit here. We got about 7 minutes to go in halftime. We'll come back. We'll talk a little more basketball, and then we'll move on from there.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We are in the business of producing food, and we will be here for your future. With 80-plus years in the business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits for you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Welcome back to the Fortside Fieldhouse. The Indians hold on to a 39-16 lead here at halftime. Boys are playing pretty good, pretty loose. You know, it's one of those games where we're doing some things that we normally don't do, getting out, running and gunning, and I think the boys are having fun with that tonight, Derek. I think they like to get out and go, and it's something we don't always have the opportunity to do, and we're just faster than this team, and just gives us another avenue to look at.
Yep, the boys on defense are playing tough defense, and they're doing a good job not fouling while getting a lot of turnovers.
Yeah, how many turnovers did they have? What do you have them for?
I have nine
turnovers so far for the Blackhawks in this basketball game, and they struggled early with the ball, and they did kind of settle down, hang on to it a little better towards the tail end. But I tell you what, we got a big week coming up here this week for the Fort Recovery Indians, both boys and girls. Thursday night, the girls travel to Minster to take on the tough, I think, what are they? Number two, number three in the state?
I think so, yeah. They're up there. They're for real, of course.
The only loss that they have, I think, is to the Fort Laramie girls, and yeah, who are number one and haven't lost a game in like
6 years.
Forever. And then the boys host Minster on Friday night, and that's what Derek and I was talking about. That's going to be a big game. They're undefeated in the MAC. Coming into the old purple and white gymnasium here, and we'd like to see what we can do against the best of the best here in the league. And
I can promise you the rest of the league is rooting for us.
Oh, I would certainly think the Redskins down the road are rooting for us for sure. They got nipped by them last night a little bit. And then on Saturday, the girls host Tri-Village, who are loaded again. Talking to Jeff Vaughn last night, he did the game with me, and he said that they have a lot of young girls, and he said, I think they have one loss, and that might be to Fort Laramie also. That's a noon start here in Fort Recovery for the JVs. Fort Recovery Radio will have that game on the radio with the NFHS video. And then Saturday night, the boys host Ridgemont, and that's going to be on WPGW with Radio Rob, and I'll probably try to get here and help him out, and that'll also be on the NFHS video again on Saturday night. So another big weekend of boys basketball next weekend on Friday night. We got the Mr. Wildcats coming to town, and then on Saturday night we have Ridgemont, which we don't know much about Ridgemont. Other than that, they're going to have a long drive to get here and a long drive to get home, but looking forward to those games. And tonight, Maxie, I guess we're supposed to pick up a little snow, huh?
Absolutely.
What are we going to do? Maxie's a new homeowner here in Fort Recovery. And now he's going to have to shovel snow at his own house.
Yep.
You know?
Well, the nice thing is the previous owner left me a snow shovel. That's all I got.
That's right. Awesome. You got a snow shovel. That's all you need.
Do you have any furniture?
I got one love seat.
That's not bad. What else do you need?
Because I heard...
he's got more than you, Neil.
Yeah. Well, no. Oh, I got a lot of stuff. Brad Evers was in the JV maybe at halftime. He said, hey, I don't know anybody else is thinking about doing tonight, but Ross Holman just bought a bunch of brand new furniture. Why don't we all go out to his house and break it in?
Oh my God, wouldn't that be funny? Old Roscoe, he's going to be proud of that.
You can go out to his house and maybe get him distracted and load some furniture in the back of
just,
your truck.
Just track in there, track a bunch of snow and water in the house. That's always awesome.
It's not too hard to get old Roscoe distracted.
Not hard to get Roscoe distracted, that's for sure. I think we're supposed to get roughly about 5 to 8 inches, Mincy, is what I've been told.
And a lot of it will depend on what the temperature is.
So we'll see what happens. Do you want to take one more break here before we start the second half?
We'll be coming right back with the Cup Pharmacy third quarter. Back in just a minute.
Now's the time to get a great deal on select Kubota subcompact and compact tractors. Our reliable number one selling tractors are designed for easy operation and feature all the performance matched attachments needed to tackle any job. Right now, get zero down and 0% APR for 60 months, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Here at Portside Fieldhouse, getting ready for the second half of this ball game. We'd like to thank Coopers for their Cooper halftime show. Got that in, Spencey, before hit me, too. Getting ready for the Cup Pharmacy third quarter scoreboard, and here we go. Indians with the ball first. Derek Jeudy with the ball down in the corner, deep corner. He dribbles back out to the top of the key, looks over, finds Cale Rammel. Cale Rammel makes a move, goes down, finds Owen back for an easy three, a little bit off the rim, and that's going to go out of bounds, and that's going to be Missinawall Valley ball.
Got to keep shooting, though.
Is it snowing out there? Have we heard? Has it started yet?
I don't know.
We were just talking about how Big P would always say, and be careful on the way home tonight, folks. We got about 3 to 4 inches of snow out there, and everybody would gasp and say,
go outside and there wasn't any snow.
Yeah.
I fell for that every time.
Did you fall for it?
Yep.
Big P was the greatest. All right. Blackhawks with the ball. They get a quick shot. No good. Battle for the ball. Rebound. Missinawall up. No good again. And the ball's just a scramble for the ball. And that's going to be over to number 22, Trey Godfrey. Back out to Levi. Levi makes a strong move inside. And that's going to be a player control valve. I believe it's going to be a charge on Levi Ward.
That was a double charge. Two guys over.
I'll tell you what, we get Levi and Benny to bang together. We're going to have us a...
Yeah, and they're grinning.
Yeah, they're going to smile at each other. Two big boys down there on the inside. That's classic. Derek with the ball. He's out at the top of the key. He gets it over to Owen on the wing. Now we feed it into big number 41, Benny, and he's going to be found quick on the floor before they make a shot. Indians take it out and blow their own bucket. 39-16, Indians on top here. No score so far here. First minute of the second half. Indians inbound it to Cale. Cale with it, top of the key, gets it over to Owen on the wing. Owen makes a quick move, has it smacked away from him by Woodbury, and that's going to be a turnover on the Indians.
I think that was a clean.
Oh, yeah, he smacked it out of his hand. That was good little defense. That's what you work on. Blackhawks with the ball now. Indians in their man-to-man defense. Owen guarding Woodbury. Woodbury makes a move, kind of loses the ball, keeps a hand on it, tipped away, and now there's a scramble for it, and on the floor is going to be Owen with the ball. Looks like we're going to have a jump ball, and it's going to go back to the Blackhawks. How about the pep band tonight?
They are tremendous. They got this place rocking.
Yeah, they had the tunes going strong, and that's going to be a nice and-one shot right there by Trey Godfrey. He'll go to the line, make it 39-18. Cale and Schmitty coming out of the game. Looks like Gavin and Regan going back in for the Indians. Godfrey at the line. They haven't shot many free throws, have they?
I don't have them marked down for one.
Okay, I was going to say, I didn't know if they shot any in the first half. Their first free throw for the night, up and good. Indians lead now down to 19. Indians hustle the ball down the floor. They got her back, setting back up their offense. Owen with the ball on the wing. Feeds it down into Benny on the pick and roll, and Benny just clobbers number 22, yep. Trey Godfrey, and that was a pretty easy call for the official.
He looked like he started to call it on the defense, but...
I think that Benny had no idea that guy was there and just turned around and plowed him. So.
Yeah.
Now the Blackhawks with the ball. They get it over the timeline. Regan Garden, number 12, Wyatt Feltner. Feltner with the ball. He feeds it down inside. Tries to make a move. No move on that. Back out to Feltner. Up and short. Rebound Derek Judy. Derek fires an easy open down here to Owen Judy. And Owen was wide open. And we're kind of cheating a little bit on them rebounds, yeah. Derek. And
starting to leak out a little bit.
Yeah, and they're not getting their defender back. So big Levi with the ball. He's going to be blocked by Benny that time. Mounts back over to Anguiano, he's blocked again, and now the Indians have the ball, and they're pushing it back up the floor. Regan Martin with a move right there, boys.
Nice baseline.
And that right there is what Regan Martin is probably the best on the team at. Yep. Taking that baseline move and going up there and sneaking that shot in. And I've seen him do it a few times this year, and I want to see him do it four or five times a game. And that's the first time I've seen it in about 4 weeks. There's a shot up at the top of the key. No good. Rebound to Regan Martin. Yeah, he's got a quick first step, and, man, he can attack that rim from the side.
Yeah, his defender had no chance on that. It was a pretty good finish up and under the backboard.
Absolutely. That was an impressive move. Regan with the ball now. He gets it into Gavin at the top of the key. Derek Judy comes flying around. The give and go back to Regan from the side. That's going to be an air ball, and it looks like it's going to go off of Benny's hands out of bounds.
I think he better stick to the baseline. Drive. Well,
from here, it looked like it was perfect distance. We had no idea it was about a foot and a half in front of the rim. Cale Ramel coming back in, and Dylan Evers back in for the Indians. Looks like Schmitty and Benny going to take a little break.
Dylan played very well last several games.
Oh, Dylan's been lights out all season for us. He hasn't hurt us one bit. Woodbury with the ball now. He's down on the baseline. He gives it back out to Levi Ward. Levi Ward with the ball, and he's going to take it and pass it in, and it's going to be stolen. That's going to be a turnover on Massinawal. Derek with the ball. Quickly over to Cale Ramel for a three, and that's nothing but net.
A pretty stroke right there.
Yeah, he gets on a roll like that, and that's going to be 14 points now for Cale Ramel on the evening.
He hesitated longer than I thought he should.
Number 12 with the ball now makes a move at the baseline. That's Wyatt Feltner. Wyatt Feltner with a pull-up 12-footer, nothing but net. 46-21 in favor of the Indians with 3.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And that would be the Cal Pharmacy third quarter scoreboard. Cale Ramel with the ball makes a move. Looks back over to Derek. Derek passes up on a three.
Nice pass.
Nice pass into Dylan Evers. Dylan off the backboard. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up again. Blocked this time by Anguiano. And now the Blackhawks are on the transition. They're heading back down the other way, and they're going to slow it down. That was a great pass in there by Derek Judy, and Dylan just couldn't finish that one right there. Woodbury inside. Over to Anguiano, back over to Trey Godfrey. Godfrey with a 10-footer, in and out, rebound. Derek Judy, over to Cale. Cale down real quick, Dylan, back out to Cale. I kind of like that transition.
Absolutely.
If, you know what I mean? I mean, if we can get a few points off of that in some games, I got no troubles with it.
I mean, we're normally the more athletic team on the court. We should utilize that a little bit.
Yeah, we have the advantage for sure tonight. There's no doubt about it. So Indians passing the ball around the perimeter, work it inside to Gavin. Gavin tries to throw, and he throws it away, and that's going to be a turnover for the Indians. Indians work it down the floor. Woodbury with the ball. Makes a couple dribbles, passes off to Feltner. Feltner inside to Godfrey. Godfrey with a 6-foot turnaround, nothing but net. And 46-23. now in favor of the Indians with just about 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Derek Jeudy with the ball, and looks like Coach Melton's going to call a timeout. We're going to try something different here. We'll be back in a bit, right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with discounted heart healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February, starting at 8 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $20 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL. Registration is preferred, so call Kalp Pharmacy at 419-375-2092 to pre-register today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hard on another project? Maybe you need some practical advice, or perhaps you just want to find a great new tool. Let me be the first to welcome you in. Hi, I'm Mike with Wrangler Hardware, and since 1916, this has been the place where the hardworking folks in our area go to get things done. Experience the tradition, selection, and service of Wrangler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery. Stop in and see that we're more than a hardware store. It's all here.
Welcome back to Fortside Fieldhouse. Derek, last night you had a birthday party for your little nephew. How old is he?
Six big ones.
How many?
Six.
Are you kidding me? Bo is six?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I'd have never dreamt he was that old already.
He had a pretty good-looking Pokemon cake.
Did he have her going on?
Yeah.
That's good stuff right there.
Tasted good, too.
Yeah? You get a little ice cream on it or no?
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely. Can't go without that. Dylan Evers with the ball for the Indians. He's down in the corner, gets it back out to Owen Jeudy. Owen Jeudy now setting up a play here at the top of the key. Whatever the play is, we don't know what it is.
A lot of pointing going on.
A lot of pointing going on. Nobody's in the right spot right now. Now Dylan Evers with the ball back over to Kale. Everything happening 35 feet away from the basket right now. Now we got Smitty. He's going to make a move, go in with his left hand. And how about that? About a four-foot left-handed layup by number 12, Clay Schmitz. And, man, it's nice to have that big boy back out on the floor for the purple and white.
Clay's shooting pretty well tonight. I don't know if he's missed one or two shots.
I don't know, man. He's looking to score tonight, too. I like it. Got 8 points on the evening. And Blackhawks got the ball. They're trying to set up a play and I think old Coach Milton has talked to the boys about that's going to be a foul, I think, on number 12, Clay Schmitz. I think Coach Milton's probably talked to him and said, hey, we going to let this little guy shoot 40-footers? No, because he's making them. Get out there and guard the guy. I don't think he's got a shot off in the third quarter, has he?
He has not shot yet.
Kind of bumming me out.
Disappointing.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to have to talk that over with Coach Milton because we're enjoying his shooting.
Absolutely. Let that guy shoot. That looks like a tip ball right there by Cale Rammel, and he comes down with the rebound. Derek Jeudy pushes the ball down the floor, and then we find Cale wide open at the top of the key and nothing but net. That's good ball movement by the Indians. They work it down, look back, and find a wide open three ball out there for Cale, and now that gives him 17 points on the night.
Man, has a good weekend going.
Yes, absolutely.
Good hustle.
Oh, nice play by Derek Jeudy over to Cale, and Cale lays that in for nice. That was just a great defensive play by Derek, and that was easy layup by Cale, and he can thank his teammate for them 2 points. Blackhawks with the ball now. Reverse layup comes up short. Cale with the rebound, still looking to push. Derek with the ball. He's coming down the floor in a hurry. Over to Schmitty in the corner. Schmitty fires a three, and that's nothing but money.
Three for three from three.
How about that? Clay Schmitz, number 12, three for three from the long ball range, and it's 56-23. And that's going to do it for the third quarter. Kalp Pharmacy third quarter does a nice job for us. Indians got a demanding lead, 56-23, going into the final 8 minutes. We'll be back in a bit.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will be sure to find the perfect gift. We have gifts for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long.
So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
All right, welcome back to Fortside Fieldhouse. The Indians going into the last 8 minutes of this ball game with a pretty good lead, 33 points, 56-23 over the Blackhawks. We're a little disappointed. We're talking here between quarters about this young man that was shooting these long balls for the Missinewall Valley boys, and didn't get a shot off here in the third quarter, and we're wanting to let her fly because it's been pretty entertaining. Indians get the ball to start the fourth quarter, and that's going to be the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard. Thanks to Chad and Lynn. Benny gets the ball on the inside. Looks like he's going to be fouled. That's going to be team foul number three here for Missinewall.
See if we can keep the streak alive. Oh, he wasn't shooting.
Yeah, I think they called him on the floor there. Derek Jeter going to take the ball out now for the Indians. Looks for the big man right underneath, and he's going to go up and get an easy deuce. 9 points now for Big Benny. Blackhawks get it in. Woodbury with the ball. He brings it up the floor. Passes off to Feltner. Feltner with the ball. He's looking for somebody to pass it to. Instead, he's going to shoot. Actually, we just kind of let him go.
Yep.
Not sure what happened there. We just kind of let him go. Thought he was going to pass it. And he says, heck, boys, you're going to let me that wide open. I'll shoot it. He does and goes up for two.
Wow.
Kale comes down for a quick shot off the rim. Benny gets the rebound. He misses.
Oh,
back out to Woodbury.
Money. Oh, my Lord. This kid is automatic.
I like that.
Woodbury says, you know what? How come nobody gives it back to me? He just takes it on his own, takes a 26-footer, nails it. Indians push it back up the floor, get it to Benny. Benny nails it. It's 60-28. We got all kinds of action on this floor tonight. A little under 7 minutes to go in the ball game. Trey Godfrey with the ball, gets it out to Zach Connor. Zach Connor works it inside. Whoa. Gets it down in. He kind of pushed off there.
He gave him a little elbow.
Yeah, looked to me like that young man, and I don't have number 30 on my board here, but I'm guessing that's a young man from the
JV game.
JV game, yeah.
Yep.
Indians with the ball now, up by 30, and even 60-30. Oh, my goodness.
Clay Schmitz.
Oh, my goodness. Clay Schmitz now. Is that 4 for 4 from downtown?
Wow.
Schmitty now with 14 points.
No, that's only like a bunny compared to Woodbury.
He's just shooting a standard three-pointer.
Yeah.
Hey, it counts as a
Oh, my God. Benny's on the floor right there, and that's going to be a timeout called by Coach Melton. Big Brian Ben on the floor. We better get the mops out there to clean that mess up.
Yeah, for sure.
That's going to be a slip. Oh, these cheerleaders got no chance on the floor. We're going to keep it right here and see if that cheerleader falls on the floor. And Benny sweat. Officials are out there looking at it, saying, girl, you don't want to stand right there. This is a mess.
They need to get that B&D mop.
Where's the B&D mop? It's standing over there in the corner. Nobody wants to use it.
No. They got a week for it to dry out.
I guarantee you we'll see somebody fall right there and probably hurt themselves before this game's over. We always make fun of Benny and his sweating out there. And I don't know, did you have any did you play with any Bens when you played, Derek?
Nope.
You didn't play with one? Well, let me tell you, his dad, and I can't talk about it anymore this year because I've made fun of him every night since I did a ball game, but nobody put more water out than that guy when he was playing basketball. Never seen anything like it. Didn't want to touch him for...
Put out a huge effort, I'll tell you that.
Oh, my goodness. So much fun with that guy. Indians with the ball now. Derek's got it. He's going to make a move. Go right to the rim. Stop and pop with a five-footer, and he makes it. 65-30 now in favor of your Indians.
This 21 is a work camp freshman, I believe.
A young Wercamp boy from Missinewall Valley, huh, Spencer?
Yep. And we can't figure it out. I talked to Don Wercamp. He doesn't have any idea how he's related, but he figured they had to be.
We'll put him on there for homework.
He's a freshman and played really well in the JV.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if he scored points, but you can tell he's a smart ball player.
He fed that one right into the inside. Turnaround Jay right there by number 30, another guy. That's that Miss Pisano boy that led him in the JV game. So
he had
18 points in JV game, and what's he got tonight? Varsity. So he's
Coach Bargy must have been listening because you said you ought to bring him up.
There's no reason not to put the young man in tonight in a ball game like this. So give him all the chances in the world. And
Blackhawks with the ball now. Looked to me like that was number 24, Zach Connor, put up a shot. Comes up a little short, rebound to the Indians. The Indians head the other way in a hurry again. Come on, Regan, take that shot. There he goes to the baseline, and that's his shot. That's why he did it. He went baseline again, laid it in. Easy bucket for number two, Regan Martin. Give him eight for the evening. Indians been in control of this ballgame since the opening tip for the most part. There's a shot up right there by Trey Godfrey, and he pops a 15-footer in there, and that's going to be good for the Blackhawks, and now it's 34-67.
Godfrey's Indians got eight. Ball.
What's Woodbury? Woodbury got 15. Is that all five?
All five threes.
Boom, chakalaka.
I don't think he's shot
anything. There's Owen from deep in the corner. String music. And that's going to be a timeout. Tim Bargy right now is going to take a 30-second timeout. Talk to his boys. They're down 36 points. 70-34. Indians got the lead. We got about 4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll be back in a bit. Fourth quarter, Fowler Mechanical Scoreboard.
This is Ted Romer at Fort Recovery Insurance, where we've teamed up with Buckeye Insurance Group to win our clients' trust by offering quality insurance protection and personalized service at competitive rates. Just like our Indians, we take pride in our winning tradition and will do our best to coach you on the best insurance protection for your home, farm, and auto. Call Fort Recovery Insurance at 419-375-4041 or visit our office in downtown Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery Insurance and Buckeye Insurance Group, the winning tradition continues.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
All right, welcome back to Fortside Fieldhouse. I'm Dave Kalp along with Derek Bax and Big Neil over here working the commercials. Doing a heck of a job tonight, too, Neil.
I've only screwed up three or four times.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How about that? I got an incoming phone call. Who in the heck would try to call me right now? I don't know what's going on.
Bubba.
Could be Bubs. Woodbury with the ball, makes a move, gets inside the paint, passes off to the young Pisano boy, and that one goes off his leg out of bounds. Turnover. Missinawall Indians got the ball. I think we can kind of take our time here a little bit. 4 minutes to go. Kale with the ball. He gets it back over to Derek. We try to feed Gavin down inside. He makes a nice move. Looks like he got fouled. No call. Now Gavin gets the ball taken back away from him. Back out to Derek. Derek now back out to Gavin. And it's just a mess right now.
Hacked again.
Derek now makes a move. Gets find Kale wide open Kale. For three.
Wow.
It's like he's just...
Kale just stands out there at the top of the key and says, you know what, you guys want to screw around down Man. There and battle the ball around. I'll just stand right here. As soon as somebody gets it, I'm here. And then we find him and he makes it.
Pretty I'd simple. Like to know our three-point percentage.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'd like to know how many threes we had. There's a nice move on the inside by Pisano again. My young man, he's coming in off the bench with 6 points off the bench, and nice job for him. Good for him.
I got us for 10 threes, but Woodbury's got half of that by himself.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Indians have scored a lot of transition points tonight, so there's Derek Juni for three. That one comes up short. Rebound by Kale. Kale tips it in once, gets his own tip, tips it in again. He's trying to pad his stats, ain't he?
Yep. He's three away from a double-double now.
Yeah, well, the young man's worked the boards pretty hard tonight. Looks like we're going to have a new player coming in. Looks like it's going to be Caleb Evers coming in.
I just
checked our scores previously. Our previous high is 65, and we have 73 right now.
Yeah.
This is going well for us.
Well, I think part of that is the team we're playing.
Yes.
And part of it is a different kind of offense we're running, trying to get out and go.
Yep. And I like it.
Try to feed the ball into Caleb Evers. Goes off of the Blackhawks, and that's out of bounds.
Hey, maybe it has something to do with our free throws tonight, too.
Yep.
Yeah, maybe. Nice move by Gavin. Oh, great block by Pisano. That young man's going to be playing pretty much varsity the rest of the year, I can tell you that. He's done nothing but good things here for the Blackhawks. There's a turnaround 10-footer. That comes up a little short for Pisano. Rebounded by the Indians. Heading back down in a hurry as Kale. Kale gets it to Gav, or to Regan. Regan passes it around two. Back out to Kale. Kale comes in for a 15-footer. Stop and pop. No good. Rebound, Woodbury. Woodbury's due to fire.
Oh, yeah.
He is due to fire.
Primed and ready.
No, sir. It's going to go way downtown out to Jake Dermeyer. And Dermeyer says, hey, I got some of that in my,
join the party,
in my bag. And he fires a three in there, makes it 73-39. Minute 30 to go here in the ball game. Thanks to Fowler Mechanical sponsoring the scoreboard. And that's going to be a timeout there. Oh, Coach Melton trying to get a few boys in. Troy Hellman coming in the ball game tonight for the Indians. Derek Jeudy going to sit down the rest of the night. Looks like we pretty much got Big Benny and Regan, and we only got nine guys, I think, that we're dressed. So
give him a break.
Troy Hellman on the floor for the Indians, running the show at the point. Gets it over to Owen Jeudy. Owen Jeudy passes in. Nice pass into Caleb. Caleb wasn't ready for that one. And that right there kind of shows you that basically he's not ready for the speed of the varsity yet. There's Owen getting the steal and a rebound. That's going to be out to Troy. Troy with a chance to get his first 2 points, and he's going to be fouled.
He'll get him at the Hall Brothers foul line then.
Troy's going to go to the Hall Brother foul line.
Have we missed one since I said
no, we're not.
That we weren't going to miss one the rest of the
night? Oh, my God, Troy Hellman. Number 10's got a lot of pressure on him right here.
He didn't hear me say it, so.
Troy boy did, yeah. We passed it along.
Oh, no.
Troy with his first free throw of his varsity career. Up and short.
I think I did say we'd miss one, maybe.
That's right.
But now you're covering your butt.
Well, I think I did say that. I didn't want to say that out loud because he might be able to hear me.
You might have said
that. So he's going to make this one.
You might have said that. Come on, Troy. Knock it in there, babe. Oh, that one touched every lick of the iron up there and didn't go down for him. Dermeyer with the ball. He gets it out. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Woodbury.
Oh,
that baby was 6 inches out of his range at 39 feet, 6 inches. Indians with the ball now, coming down, 49 seconds to go in the ball game. Indians up big, 73-39. Gavin with a pop about 10 feet off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound Woodbury, and we're heading back the other way. Woodbury over to Dermeyer. Dermeyer looks, can't find any place to go with it. Dribbling the ball, gets it back over to Woodbury for three, and he's killing his.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, Owen just hurt his knee.
Oh, it looks like it's ankle.
Anyhow, we got a fast break going on, and now we got the young man sitting down here on the floor, and that's Owen. Owen Jeudy's hurt. That's not good, folks.
Love.
He seems to be in a lot of pain, and I don't know. You thought it was his ankle?
Yeah.
He looked like he kind of slid.
Yep. I thought he reached down for his ankle right away, but.
Oh, man. We don't need that.
I hope it's his ankle, not his knee.
Yeah, we don't need that from the young man.
I hope it's just a twist or something.
Yeah.
But you can tell it hurts a lot.
He seems to be in a lot of pain sitting over there on the floor. We'll take a quick break here and see once what happens, and we'll let you know when we get back. 17 seconds to go. Indians up 73-39.
The 2021 Win on Wabash is excited to present to you our newest raffle, the Friday Night Toe and Go. This progressive raffle will have up to 13 winners and give away up to $270,000 in cash and prizes, including a golf cart, jet ski, ATVs, dirt bikes, a camper, a Harley-Davidson Road King, and a Silverado. The number of tickets sold will determine the total number of prizes to be given away. Tickets sell exclusively through our website, wowraffle.com, for $25 per ticket or $5 for $100. The winners will be drawn at the 2021 Win on Wabash on August 27th, 2021, and winners will be able to interact in this game show style giveaway. All details can be found on our website, wowraffle.com, or on our Facebook page, Wow Super Raffle.
All right, we're back here. Looks like Owen's going to go straight in the locker room with an ankle injury, and hopefully that young man is good to go. We're certainly going to need him as the season progresses, for sure. So wish him the best of the luck. Indians got the ball. Looks like they're just going to run it out, and they are. So that's going to do it here at Forsyth. Indians win this ballgame 73-39. One of those games on a Saturday night where just one team was overmatched a little bit too much, and not a fun game to watch, but there was some fun things to see. So we'll be back here in a bit. We'll go over the final stats and see if Coach Melton can come up with a little bit of news here on Owen. So we'll be back in a bit.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort, and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
All right, we're back here to finish things up here on a Saturday night basketball game in Fort Recovery. I'd like to give a good old shout-out to my boys down south, Big Bobby Stogler and Harold Feely and Kirby. Kirby Stookie's there. Kirby's down there from the Elks. And
yep,
those guys are down there playing some golf and screwing around. And, man, oh, man.
I don't know how good they are at golf, but they're pretty good at screwing around.
I can only imagine how much fun they're having. I'm kind of missing it. We're getting ready to cover the entire nation up here in snow, and they're down there playing golf. That makes me a little jealous. But good for them, and I hope they're having fun, and I'm quite sure they are. Maxie, what do you got here tonight for some stats to finish this game up?
Cale Rammel led the way with 22 points and 7 boards. Clay had 14. Owen Judy with 12. Brian Benn with 11. And Regan Martin with 8. For the Blackhawks, Woodbury led them with 15 points, and Trey Godfrey had 8.
You know, nice game right there for the Woodbury boy, and obviously that's one of those games that, you know, I'm sure he shoots him like that all season long,
right,
don't you think?
Right.
I mean, that was nothing new here for the Indians to watch here tonight, but it was new for us to watch, and that's a guy with a long-range bomb, and he's only a sophomore, so we get a couple more times we get to watch that young man. So, you know, hopefully the coach comes up here in a minute. Maybe we can get some insight, and maybe he's in there checking in on Owen. But certainly don't want to see Owen Judy with something like a broken bone or something like that, because we got to have that young man on our floor.
Let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back with Coach Melton.
We'll take a quick commercial break, and then we'll come up here with I'm not sure what's going on.
He's going to go. They're all going to go in and talk to Owen.
Oh, okay.
Check on Owen. The whole team's going in there.
Very good. They're all heading over there to check on Owen, and then Coach Melton will come up with some news.
Yeah, got anything else here for a little bit? Because it's going to be, I'd say, a good couple.
Yeah, take a couple commercial breaks, and
then
we'll cut in.
If he isn't right there right away, we can go over what's coming up. So we'll be back in just a minute here.
This is Joanne Glenster from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. course. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Get a great deal on Kubota utility tractors. Our powerful, versatile lineup is built to do it all. So whether you need to mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, get it done right with a Kubota utility tractor. Right now, get a Kubota utility tractor for zero down and 0% APR, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, we're back here at Fort Recovery. We're trying to figure out what's going on with Owen Judy and see if we can come up with some injury updates here, waiting on the coach to come out of the medical room. He's in the blue tent, isn't he, Derek, as they would say on the NFL. And Derek and I was just talking. We really didn't see it kind of happen. We just saw him over on the floor. I did see him slip, but I didn't see him roll his ankle or anything like that. That's what scared me about maybe being his knee. But, folks, hopefully we're wishing him the best and we'll get some news to you as soon as we know something. Hey, the girls got a big game coming up this week on Thursday night over at Minster. If you got nothing going on, sneak over there, and hopefully they'll have some tickets. Probably not, but if you can look around, maybe get a way to get in that game, that'd be awesome. We're going to need as many fans as we can get over there. There is no video that evening.
That we know of.
I sent an
email. It was actually after school on Friday, so don't really know for sure.
Very good. And then the boys host Minster on Friday night. WPGW will be here and Radio Rob. And it looks like Coach Melton coming up to talk to us right now. And maybe he's got some news for us here. We'll find out real quick. Hey, good to have you tonight, Coach.
Congratulations on
the victory. And obviously the big news of the night here is maybe a potential injury here to Owen. And we're just curious if you found anything out in there or still too early.
It's still too early. I hate to speculate.
Right. I don't know if you saw it on the floor or what happened. I just saw him slip. Looked like he just slipped over there. I didn't see him roll anything or anything. But it is his ankle. Is that what it is? It's his ankle. So obviously we're wishing him the best and kind of a crazy game tonight. We did get some transition points up and down the floor. It was fun to watch and we was tickled to death with that young man, that Woodbury, shooting them bombs from the outside from the center wall. And man, he'd let her fly, didn't he?
Yeah, even when he was off, they were online.
So, exactly right. That's not something that he just pulled out tonight. He's been doing that all year and it was just fun for us to get to see him and watch him. So hey, good weekend for the Indians. Couple victories. Always good to see that. We improve. We get over that 500 hump and hopefully keep traveling that direction. And, you know, next week's not going to be any easier. We got the Wildcats coming into town. And I'm excited to see what we can do up against the best in the league. And I'm pretty sure we're going to give them everything they want.
Yeah, absolutely. Look forward to the opportunity.
Yeah, they're going to come in here undefeated. Obviously, they picked off St. Henry last night. They're certainly not going to overlook the Fort Recovery Indians. The only two losses we've got so far in the league is by a combined 2 points. So at this point, it could have been undefeated us playing against undefeated them. It's one of those things that just the ball bounced the other way and we didn't get the victory. So I'm looking forward to next week. I really am. And Coach, I know you'll have the boys prepared and ready to go.
Yep. We look forward to the opportunity.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun. What about tonight's ball game? What did you like to see?
I liked our tempo. You know, we talked about up tempo and playing fast and trying to play a little bit more different style than what you're used to seeing or everyone's used to seeing.
Well, I think that they really took that to heart. And I mean, when they got a rebound, they were looking, and we beat those guys down the floor a couple times. And, um,
you know, obviously it was kind of a mismatch, I think, a little bit tonight, athletic wise, and
size, we just kind of had them,
you know, really with experience, size, and it was definitely an advantage for recovery tonight. But I look forward to the rest of the season. You know, we got a couple solid games. We are now, what are we, 9-8? So we have, what, 5 games left, I think?
Well, 22 guaranteed, and then the tournament.
Obviously, so we go into the tournament run.
Draws next Sunday.
And I think...
draw for our girls is tomorrow.
Draw for the girls is tomorrow. So, we talked earlier in the year, Coach, about we don't want to peak right now. We want to peak here in February, and I think we're looking that direction, don't you think?
We're definitely taking the steps in the right direction.
I agree 100%. The boys got to keep their heads up, and when it comes down to tournament time, it's going to be, hey, we don't want to play them purple and white boys. So
absolutely.
And that's you know, that's what we want. So. Yeah. Coach, good luck with young Owen there, and hopefully he is going to be able to play next week and get back on the floor, because we're certainly going to need that young man, and he's a big part of this program and team.
Absolutely.
So,
thank you.
Yep, safe travels home tonight, Coach, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thank you. All right, I'm Dave Kalf. We're going to sign off here in full recovery at Fort Sight Fieldhouse. And Spencer wants to do one more commercial and wrap things up. But Indians win 73-39 over the Missinewall Valley boys tonight. And we'll be back next week with some more basketball. Talk to you then.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. With the winter weather rolling in, don't forget to stop by and have your windshield wipers replaced. Also, with the Christmas right around the corner, get that hard-to-buy-for person a gift certificate for a full detail at Hastings Auto. This includes wash, wax, interior shampoo, and your engine degree. Give us a call at 419-375-4617 here at Hastings Auto Sales in historic Ford Recovery, Ohio.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
We're back here at Fort Sight Fieldhouse, where the Indians come away with a 73-39 victory over the Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks. Got some things coming up next week, as Dave was talking about before the coach came up. Girls at Minster, Fort Recovery Radio broadcast right now. We don't think there's video, but I have an email in. But probably won't hear from them until school goes back in session Monday or Tuesday. Friday, the boys will host Minster. WPGW will bring you that game, and of course that'll be NFHS video. Saturday, the girls host the extremely tough Tri-Village Patriots, and that'll be a noon JV start, and Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with the NFHS video. And the boys will host Ridgemont that night, Saturday night. WPGW will be doing that one and simulcast. Want to thank our sponsors for tonight's broadcast. We want to thank Hull Brothers, Tin Cupboard, Fort Camp Excavating, K&L Tractors, Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, Wayne Street Market, Cooper Farms, Miracle Lanes, Kalp Pharmacy, Fowler Mechanical, Wangler Ace Hardware, and Fort Recovery Insurance. So for Dave Kalp and Derek Bax, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.